ಕಣತ್ ದೇಹಿನ ಪ್ರಣತ ದೇಹಿನಾಂ ಪಾಪಕರ್ಷಣಂ ತೃಣಚರಾನುಗಂ ಶ್ರೀನಿಕೇತನಂ ಫಣಫಣಾರ್ಪಿತಂ ತೇ ಪದಂಬುಜಂ ಕಿಣಿಕುಚೇಷುನಾ ಕ್ರಿಂದಿಹೇತನಂ ಪ್ರಣತ ದೇಹಿನಾಂ ಪಾಪಕರ್ಷಣಂ ತೃಣಚರಾನುಗಂ ಶ್ರೀನಿಕೇತನಂ ಫಣಫಣಾರ್ಪಿತಂ ತೇ ಪದಂಬುಜಂ ಕಿಣಿಕುಚೇಷುನಾ ಕ್ರಿಂದಿಹೇತನಂ
ಪ್ರಣತ ದೇಹಿನಾಂ ದೇಹಿನಾಂಗ್ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ದೇಹ ದೇಹಿ
A living entity within the material body.
So though, if they are pranata, if they are pranata, if they are surrendered
to your
lotus feet, papakarshanam, your lotus feet
remove
all kinds of paap. ತೃಣಚರಾನುಗಂ ಶ್ರೀನಿಕೇತನಂ ತೃಣಚರಾನುಗಂ ಯೋರ್ ಫೀಟ್ಸ್ ಆರ್ ತೃಣಚರ ಅನುಗ ತೃಣಚರ್ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಕೌ ಅಂಡ್ ಆಲ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಯೋರ್ ಫೀಟ್ಸ್ ಆರ್ ಆಲ್ವೇಸ್ behind them. Trinacharanugam. Sri Niketanam. Your feet, everywhere feet, lotus feet of Krishna. Sri Niketanam. Niketan means bhar.
The abode.
Abode. Sri, abode of Sri. Very beautiful. Or Sri's abode, Sri means Lakshmi, Kamala, abode. Always Sri lives there, never lives. Phana phanar pitam. Phani phanar pitam. Phani, those who have fun are funny serpents. Here Kali. Arpitam, on the fun of funny, you have given.
Placed your feet.
Huh?
Placed your feet.
Huh. Your feet there. So, likewise, padambujam. Keep. Kinu means do, meaning keep. Naha kuchesu. To his sayam, so that our hit sayam, harita rog, kamaro, should go away. Krindi, that cut off. Our hits them by keeping your lotus feet on our heart.
Maharaj, would you like me to read the translation we have?
Huh? You can.
Translation.
Sarattu Darshan. This one I tell what you talk about.
First I'll read the translation of the verse. Your lotus feet destroy the past sins of all embodied souls who surrender to them. They are always following after the cows in the pastures. and are the eternal abode of the divine goddess of fortune. Please place those feet, which
six
you
or seven?
Seven.
Seven, no? Mm.
This is the translation of this of the verse.
But a translation.
Please place your those feet, which you once put on the hoods of the great serpent Kaliya, upon our breasts, and crush the feelings inspired by Cupid within our hearts.
What? Last?
And crush or
no,
cut.
Cross. That, then? Cross?
The feelings which Cupid has inspired, which Cupid has caused.
Cupid?
Within our hearts. Then there's Vishwanath Chakrabarti speaking.
You can read?
You want to read?
This is good.
Vishwanath Chakrabarti Thakur says, other gopis speak. Please place Krinu, our paya, your lotus feet on our breasts. For what purpose? Shatter our lust. Destroy our lust.
Shatter.
Shatter means to break into many pieces our lust.
Krindi.
Here, these gopis, who by the fact of being able to have intimate relations with Krishna, are understood as having the highest of pure love of God, highest variety of pure love of God. Here, these gopis, who by having been able to have intimate relation with Krishna, have the highest type of pure love of God. They have no conception of avoiding unhappiness or obtaining happiness for themselves, and whose every activity with their bodies, words, and minds is only for the purpose of giving happiness to Sri Krishna. They are describing their own beauty, youthfulness, and torment or pain due to lust, only for this sake of bringing enjoyment to Krishna for his conjugal pleasure. Should I?
Yes, sir.
Being the most skillful of women, they are not actually diminishing the mood of pure love. They are not lessening the mood of love by their speaking in this way, but rather, just as one who sees that a certain greedy friend wants to eat, busies himself in acquiring all four kinds of first-class food with the desire of feeding his friend, but when questioned by him says, I am endeavoring for my own sake, not yours. At that time, the love becomes very intense.
Inferior.
Very
go high.
More. But if the friend were to say, all this endeavor on my part is for your pleasure, although it is actually for my own benefits, since it is being done without motive, that would diminish the mood of love. This is as stated in Prem Samput. Prema Dvayo Rasikayor Api Deepa Eva Hit Veshma Vashayati Nischalam Eva Bhati Dvarat Ayam Vedantastu Vahiskritas Chen Nirvati Sigram Atava Lagutam Upaiti. Pure love is like a lamp that burns steadily within the house of two lovers who know how to relish confidential mellows. But if that lamp is let outside through the door of the mouth, it will quickly be extinguished. I can't follow this.
Or at least?
How can it be that the lamp is... But if the lamp is let outside through the door of the mouth...
If they speak, if it's spoken about...
It will quickly be extinguished.
Extinguishment?
Finish.
Finish.
Or at least become weak.
Extinguish means when you take a candle light, and
This is also ascertained by the Supreme Lord's own words, Na Paraye Ham, which expresses his coming under the control of the gopis and their lack of intent to gain their own happiness. We should understand that all the revealed scriptures state that he is controlled only by pure love. It is not said that he is controlled by lust. But Krishna may complain, I am afraid of committing sin, which they answer with the words, since you are the destroyer of the sins of all embodied beings who surrender to you, how can there be any question of your sinfulness? But then, my very gentle lotus-like feet, Krishna will say, but then my very gentle lotus-like feet will become hurt on your rough breasts, to which they say, you follow the grass-eating cows, and certainly the cows graze on grass on hard areas of land. If even in such places your feet can tolerate the conditions, then in comparison, the harshness of our breasts will be comforting to your feet. But it is not a good idea to put my feet on your breasts, Krishna may say, since they are decorated with many jewels and ornaments, to which they will say in return, your feet being the very abode of beauty, Shriha, Sobhyaya, will be the finest ornament on our breasts. But I am fearful of your husbands, Krishna may say, which they answer, you are not even afraid of the great serpent Kaliya, since you place those feet on the snake's hoods. So what then to speak of being afraid of our husbands?
Everything has been told here. And what to tell more? Everything is there. It will be repetition.
Something from
in
your,
rough words.
Something from your own realization on this verse.
You should be nearer. So they are praying. Kunu kuche sunah krind hit sayam. Your meaning is spashta, clear. Here Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur is telling that these are as a lust for ordinary persons. Even a sadhak who is practicing bhakti yoga and he has come up to madhyam uttam adhikar has no such lust. What to tell when he has reached up to swarup siddhi? And if he has reached to vastu siddhi, nothing, a smell of all things can be there. So here certainly it is not lust. Lust is for himself. But gopis are in samartharati. We are told in samartharati, first, mean beginning.
The word has nothing to do with Sanskrit, but perhaps it is.
Samartharati. There are three kinds of arati. Samartharati and two.
Sadarani.
Samartharati in Braja. And another rati in Queens of Krishna in Dwaravati. And there is one Sadharani rati. Sadharani rati in Kubja.
And the Queens?
And you remember? Samanjasa. Samanjasa rati in Queens of Satyabhama all. What are the differences between them? Sadharani rati of Kubja. Kubja has lust, but it has taken in Sadharani rati. Rupa Goswami has swikar kiya, admitted Kubja rati as Sadharani rati. Why he has admitted? His rati was only for Krishna, not for any other person. And when she saw Krishna, at that very time that rati came in her to enjoy Krishna. Not to give enjoyment to Krishna, but herself. But there was this thing that to none, any other person, his rati was there. Not on Kamsa or any of men. Only to Krishna. But something was bad, that she has something for his own happiness. So it is Sadharani rati. But objects should be Krishna. Then it will be taken as a rati. Though his rati is not good at all. For only Kubja he has admitted. Secondly, Samanjasa rati. Samanjasa rati is divided into so many fractions. To Krishna, their child, for everyone. And samanjas means sometimes for own happiness, as Kubja has, but very few times, like always in a service mood, servicing mood of Krishna. So this is called, it is samanjasa, asamanjasa in Sanskrit. This word has been taken, the meaning of this word. That is, it may be, it may not be. Means, sometimes it may be that only for Krishna and Krishna, not like Kubja. And very rare in cases to have a child, and when child comes, he has affection towards this child also, if 10 childs are there, Krishna, their love is divided into 10, and if daughters, one daughter, then 11, and also to all householders, even to their dasis also, they so much like dasis, so any verse fraction. But in Samartharati, Gopi's prem is samartha to control Krishna every day. Their prem cannot control Krishna. Twins.
Sarirani.
So that is called samanjasa. Will be controlled or not be controlled. But it is sure that samartha, samartha means
powerful,
so much powerful that Krishna is surely be controlled. So their rati is samartha. He is telling that even a man is practicing bhakti and he has come up to bhava-avastha. He has no lust. But in other hand, he has not so much mamata and prem also. In Swarup Shuddhi, he has no smell of all these things, but yet not so much mamata that should be in gopi. So gopis have samartharati. Samartharati means nothing of their own happiness. But yet, at that time, they are Mahapremavati. He has told, Patutal of Mahabhava. They have crossed the avastha of Mahabhava, and they have entered in Madanakha Bhava, especially Srimati Radhika, who is telling all these things. So we also, what to tell others and upper classes Vaishnavas? Really, from core of heart, we don't want that this by bhakti we should avoid dukkha, and we should like our happiness. But in rare cases, we cannot do like so. We want some happiness, and also that this unhappiness should go away. But Uttamadhikari, they don't want all these things, like Prahlad Maharaj also. Fathar and Kashyapu has given unhappiness to Prahlad Maharaj. He never prayed Krishna or God that it should all be removed and I should be so happiness. So what to tell of gopis? So there no any a desire or the gandha of desire, smell of desire, that about this dukkha, any dukkha should be go away, and we should taste any happiness by Krishna also. Because in Shikshastak 8th slok we see, what is that slok? Aslishva padratan pinastumang adarsanan marmahatan karotuva jatha tatha vidadhatu lampato mat pranathas tusai. We know that he is lampat. He also sometimes wants another gopi to meet. But we don't want our happiness. If he wants to live in Mathura or Dwarka with her lady friends, he can easily. We don't want our happiness. If he know that he wants any sakhi, we will go to him and serve her, and we will pray her that you should meet Krishna. If Krishna crushes us by feet, we will not tell that why you are doing so. And if he comes, and embraces us, and getting sukh there, we become blessed. We feel, we like to do so. Anyhow, all are telling that he is Lampat. But yet, we will always seek happiness for Krishna. So, here, kayik, vachik, manasik. In three, as Uttama Bhakti has been stated by Srila Rupa Goswami, that Uttama Bhakti is that
Anushilanam.
Here Anushilanam means by tan, man, buddhi, soul, everything. By bhav, by nivrtti-vachak. Nivrtti-vachak means
negative
aspects, giving up by everything. Chaitanya Charitamrita has been told, sarva indriya krishna anushilan, by every way, by every indriya
senses.
When a devotee serves Krishna, that is uttama bhakti. That is bhakti, not uttama. When it will be uttama bhakti, anushilanam, anukullena, if it is, it will be anukullena, not pratikullena. Nirantaram. Nirantaram means?
Continuous.
And anu, paschat means in the guardianship of, what guardianship? In the guidance of Guru and Vaishnava, Rasik Vaishnava. Even it will be not uttama bhakti. When anna abhilashita shunyam, gyan karma adi anabhritam, then it will be uttama bhakti. So they are nothing like so. And they are uttama bhakta and not uttama bhakta because they are not sadhak or sadhika. They are kaya-view of Radhika, and himself Radhika is there. Sachidanandamai Srimati Radhika Ahladini Shakti. Here, so by kaiki, vachiki and manasi, all kriyas mean all
activities,
first they want to uddeep karna.
Excite or stimulate.
Stimulate in Krishna heart. Why they want so? Because they know that Krishna wants so. How they knew? Because Krishna played on flute. And Bhagavan api taratri sarvodphulla mallika rantum manaschakre. Krishna had some test, and to fulfill his test, he manaschakre, when he did in his man, that I should rantum in gopis. Understand? Rantum means I should play with gopis. Raman, karna. Krishna wants that I should raman with gopis. Why? Krishna thinks that gopi wants this. Again, why gopi wants like so?
Krishna wants.
So each other. So here is telling that they want to create something or manifest that thing, mane uddipana, in the heart of Krishna, that he should run with us, because enjoy us. That is called Surata Sukha Uddipana. Yesterday we something.
Suratanatha.
So to Uddipana ko prakat karne ke liye, to create Uddipana in Krishna heart for Surata Sukha. Because Krishna wants this. And Krishna thinks that they want, they have did austerities, aradhana, and also Srimati Radhika has joined in the last day in Aradhana Katyani Devi, she has also come. And I have showed my eagerness that I am angry. In next year I will fulfill your all ideas. So for this, to uddipta this thing, roop or javan madan vyatha vistara karani. That's so beautiful. And they are made by knowing willingly. So beautiful that Krishna or Krishna can be controlled by that roop. They have made that taken any alankar here but not here.
One hearing on one ear and not the other.
Huh?
Why?
Because it is the lakshana of arati. What they have done, in one hearing, it is more than that ornaments. If in both eyes it was not so much beautiful thing and sweet thing, then doing in one eyes. They know, Rup Goswami may know, we can only like Sukh, we can utter all these things. We have no idea. So, knowing this, that Krishna wants the maids themselves so beautiful, and they begin to tell Krishna openly, that you should keep your lotus feet on our breast. It should be told. And for that is story he has told. Srila Vishwanath Jogati Thakur of a friend. I should not repeat because you know.
Who does the desire, where does the desire to enjoy in this way exist? Because Krishna doesn't have the desire, he's doing it for the gopis. But the gopis don't have the desire, they're doing it for Krishna. So where is the desire?
Gopis want to serve.
And Krishna wants to serve.
My first gopis take this one, that gopi wants to serve. Then Krishna has appetite to be served. But it comes, root is in gopis, that we should serve. Then Krishna has appetite to take service. Then what kind of service? Then coming as a, from seed anything comes out. Because gradually they know and they want to to serve each other.
So therefore the gopis are a shrine.
Rupa Goswami has told in Bhakti Rasami Sindhu anywhere, and Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur in his explanation, any wish come from, first from Naika, then it comes in Nayak. But Naika does not openly tell all these things. ठीक रख दीजिए वहाँ पर ले ये हम उसको स्पर्श तो कर लें नहीं तो अनादर न हो जाए तब वहाँ पर रखिए बस ठीक कोई थाला नहीं है ना कि कहीं थाला है तो उससे ढक दीजिए, कोई थाला नहीं है सर, हाँ उसमें होगा। वहाँ तो नहीं है कॉर्नर ताले नहीं है छे ना कि कोठारा।
You were saying about the knife.
Anything comes in Naika. And Naika wants to serve. But she cannot openly tell. But Nat knows. And then Krishna knows by their actions and bhav, mood, any sanket.
Signal.
And then Krishna can tell openly anything. By any way. Then it comes in Naika again. But here we see that these are gopis are telling this because they are so big dagdha, so chatur, chatur mane well expert in loving matters, because they are of Hladini Shakti, Kayabhu of Hladini Shakti and herself Hladini Shakti. So they are vidagdha, more than Krishna is also vidagdha. But gopis and especially Srimati Radhika is more and more vidagdha than this. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, we see that Krishna has admitted this fact that she is my prem guru. Once in Vidagdha Madhava, perhaps that, oh Vrinde, from where you are coming? You know this sloka? You know?
I've heard, yeah.
What? Oh Vrinda, from where you are coming? She replied, I'm coming from Kunda Tata, your Sarsi, Radha Kunda. What he saw there? I saw that Krishna was dancing. He was dancing. Who was Siksha Guru of Krishna? Your all shadows, image. Krishna is seeing everywhere in all the lips, everywhere, trees, creepers, everywhere. Your image is there. So by that his siksha, he is taking instruction for him. And he has admitted that he is Prem Guru. Srimati Radhika is Prem Guru. So, Srimati Radhika is so vidagdha. He knows so many tricks and kaushal how to fulfill the appetite of Krishna. So, if the gopis are telling that you should keep your feet, lotus feet on the breast, on our breast, it is not that that prem is coming lessen or down, that we have read there. Arthat, if anyone tells that I love you, this makes that man that his prem is of lower class. But I think that in worldly persons tell like so. But here, in the aprakrit prem, they don't disclose their prem that I love you. Lover should know that they love me. Krishna knows. Gopis has, in Srimad Bhagavat it has been not told. But Krishna is telling, na paareham, that is slow. Na paareham, nirabhadda sanjujan. Sasad kritya vibudha yusapiva, ma bhajana durjara griha singhala, sambrishya tadavah prati jatu sadhu. This meaning is that, in summary I am telling, that Krishna tells that why you are rainy, better to me. Gopis are telling to Krishna, why you are debted to us. You can give what we like, then you will not bear any. As you have given to Putana Mukti and then nourishment. So you should give anything like our prem. Krishna is telling that it cannot be. Why? Prem sometimes becomes bahunishta and sometimes becomes ekanishta. Understand the word? Bahunishta and ekanishta. What is the meaning of ekanishta?
Fixed on one.
Fixed on
one point.
And bahunishta divided in so many fractions. Krishna tells that my prem is divided into less and less and uncounted parts because so many bhakts are there. I cannot leave any one of them. Whether he is jnani bhakta, he is suddha bhakta, he is rasik bhakta, he is premi bhakta, his father, his mother, sakha, sakhi. Srimati Radhika is above all, but I cannot, for Radhika, can leave any one of them. I will have to go to Arjun chariot. I will have to go to Bhisham Pitama. I will have to go to Prahlad also. Everywhere my this love is divided, and so it is bahunishta. But your love is towards me is ekanishta. For me, you have no child, no marriage,
no husband.
We have no love, a fraction love for our husband. For whom? For any birds, for dogs, for anything we have no, nothing. So we should also try to love Krishna in so manner. Nothing for us. So I will be always ready to you. And second thing, if I tell that you should take anything, bar means
bone,
then you will tell that, you will ask, you will pray that, what they will pray?
Service.
Give your service. Then again I will have to be
more rainy.
So, napare ham nirabhadya sanjuna. In lakhs and lakhs, births, come.
Picking you up to take you to some appointment,
Yes. What is the time now?
5:30.
Anyone has come or you have come?
I have come. Rohit, Junita
and Acha. Kitna time ho gaya?
5:30.
5 ho gaya?
5.
Acha. Wait a little for 5 minutes. It will take time, not in a moment. Today it will not be. But I have done injustice to you all by taking that nimantran, invitation. I, from for future, I will.
Satyam. Ekanishta. Ekanishta.
Then you will have to come only one.
No.
But because I will be bahunishta.
No. One.
One to you?
No, I say we're all one.
It is all one.
It is all one. We are many, appearing to be many, but we have one mind only.
We are kaya view.
No, there are so many things. And hidden behind, I will have to tell so many things.
Now,
so
we should. How will you remember tomorrow?
The river is flowing so nicely.
No, tomorrow I will be here. And told this is slow, and Madhuraya Gira Tau Katham. In morning and evening it will be one is slow.
But still you have to complete today. Have you completed what you want to say today?
Mine's perhaps whirling.
Is
a nice whirling.